Blog Talk Radio.
All the true worshipers, you don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on.
Got true love instead of pain. That freedom, though you've captured me, I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. That's freedom, though you've captured
me.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? 'Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? can't live without you, no, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, and here's my mind, I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control, cause I tried it on, tried it on my own, but what I found is
you know. Oh, but I
can't even breathe without you. But where would we be without you? Oh, where would we be without you? Lord, where would we be without you? Lord, I'm a lost cause without you. I can't even breathe without you, Lord. I can't even think without you, Lord. There's no need. Oh, so bad. What can I do? I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing it out. Say, tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I can't live without you, Lord. First give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day, Thursday. You guys, excuse me, I'm still under the weather a little bit, but we're going to continue to press through and praise God. We definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, and Ireland. Excuse me. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that you can openly praise God like we can, but on this side of the globe, we are praying, interceding, and covering you. We're doing the best that we can to continue to let you know that you're not in this fight by yourself. Keep pushing through. Know that God loves you. He's not going anywhere. He's right there with you. In spite of what it looks like, I'm telling you, stop looking through your physical eyes and look through your spiritual eyes and talk to the Lord. Oh, it's not going to be easy, but I guarantee you it will get better. Father God, as the woman of God come on here this morning, we ask you to have your way, less of her and more of you. Let her be able to deliver the word to your people just the way you want her to. In Jesus' name we pray. You guys tune in. I know the woman of God has a phenomenal word for you that was written just for you. God is so amazing. He lets you hear things that's just for you, even if it's not speaking to you. It could be a prophecy. But if it lines up with your life, my God, you will feel that connection and feel that word that was made for them will affect you as well. Remember, this is a no-judgment zone. We are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. We cannot judge you, and we do not try to, but we will help you get where you need to get. Remember, keep having faith the size of a mustard seed. Don't fold, people of God. Women of God, hold your head up. Walk into your destiny. And if you need help, that's what we're here for. Remember, you can call in at 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. You're not alone. We have to stop letting the devil attack our mind first. Remember, when you open your eyes, put the helmet of salvation on so you can guard your mind. And put something over your ears so you can guard your ear gates, because the enemy is crafty. He already know what God ordained you to do. He's seen your future. Remember, he was an angel. That thing is crafty. But when you stand on the word of God, Jesus, that can knock anything down. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back, and the woman of God will be on here to give you a word just for you. Get your pens and paper together. Pastor Harrison is a phenomenal woman of God, and I have my pen and paper ready, and I'm ready to eat spiritually because everybody needs uplifting. No one is untouchable. No one. Even the strong get weary, but we're here to let you know it's going to be okay. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight.
Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look, the way you
go. Nobody
greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you. Angels fly before you. Heaven
adore you. Nobody. Amen. Amen. Nobody greater. Oh, I'm ready. I hope you have your pen and paper together. The phenomenal woman of God is on to give a word, like I said, just for you. Pastor Harrison, good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, you already know there's no protocol. There is no I'm going on mute. I have my pen and paper, and come on and feed us.
Amen, amen, amen. Come on, this is the day that the Lord has made. We have to rejoice. See, it's a command. Come on, it says rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm excited this morning because I know that God is, excuse me, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Come on, the Bible says, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Yes, I am on this morning. It has been a long time since I've been on here, but I pray on here, but I praise God. Amen. It is early. But, hey, the Bible says seek him early, right? So we bless God this morning, excuse me, for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you guys can go to the throne with me real quick and let's pray. And I'm going to give you what the Lord said, and I'm going to let y'all go. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory this morning. Father, we say, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, oh God. Father, we come before you, God, with thanksgiving. We come before you, God, with worship. We come before you, God, this morning with praise. But, God, most importantly, we come to you, God, with our hearts. God, because, Father, we want more of you. Father, we're here this morning seeking you to know, God, what the next move is, God. Father, we want to be the ones, God, that you put into the battlefield. Uh-huh. Father, we want to be the ones, God, that is on the front line. We want to be the ones, God, that you chose, God, to do the will, to do your will in this season. Now, Father, I thank you for everyone that is on the broadcast this morning. Father, I ask you, God, that you open up their spiritual ears, their spiritual eyes, any bitterness, God, or any hardness of the heart. Father, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to come in, God, this morning and have your way. Father, I come against distractions. I come against any distractions on the line. I come against any witches, any warlocks. Today you will die or be delivered. In the name of Jesus, I ain't playing with you this morning. So, Father, we thank you, God. We even thank you for the spectators. The spectators will either be delivered, God, or be delivered and set free, or they will not spectate anymore. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that you are doing great things. Father, we decree and declare that you are doing a new thing in this season. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, amen, amen. We bless God this morning. Yes, we praise God. We will be in Jeremiah 1 this morning. Jeremiah 1. Come on, it's a familiar passage of scripture. Jeremiah 1 is very familiar to us. But the Lord is speaking this morning through Jeremiah. So I need you guys to really hear what he's saying. Amen. I understand that it is Women's Day Thursday. But however, guess what? It's for whoever is on the line. Amen. Because God is calling us to a new season, a new place. God needs us to understand some things. So let me go ahead and I'm going to read. I'm in Jeremiah 1. I'm going to start at verse four this morning, because you remember in this scripture, it's the time when God called Jeremiah called him to be the prophet. Amen. The Bible says, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. Amen. The Bible says to us this morning, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, my God, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Thank you, Father. In your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and pluck and pull down, throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I'm going to stop right there. And the word of the Lord is what? Blessed and is holy. So come on. It was the word that the Lord gave me this morning was he told me, he said, daughter, I need you to give them some words, some definitions of some words this morning. And we understand, we read scripture and we think that we know certain things, but see, when God come back and say definitions, that means he needs you to understand something. So the first word he gave me was sanctified. Sanctified. And sanctified is past tense. Sanctified. You learned that in school, ED, what? Past tense. It says set apart, as or declared holy, consecrate. To set apart to a sacred purpose or religious use. Consecrate. To free from sin, purify, to impart or impute, sacredness. So therefore, he's saying, I sanctified you. The next word he gave me was ordained. Remember, that was in the scripture. Ordained, to make someone a priest or minister, confer holy orders, to destine or predestine. The word form he gave me. He says, make or fashion into a certain shape or form. Then the last word he gave me was the word new. Come on, we know what new means. New, be aware of, through, observation, inquire, or information. Be familiar. So we understand that the Bible tells us that he spoke to Jeremiah, and we spoke to Jeremiah, and he called him. He said, I knew you before you was even formed in your mother's womb. I knew you. He said, I sanctified you. I ordained you to be the prophet to the nations. Oh, my God. So what he's saying to Jeremiah is, I already knew who you was. But God, you have to understand this one thing. The reason that God had to say those certain words is because he knew that Jeremiah was dealing with a difficult task. He knew that Jeremiah was a different kind of prophet. He knew who he had created. And so what he understood was that Jeremiah needed to know that God, no matter what you've been through or no matter where you are, God saying to Jeremiah, I chose you. And so what God is saying to you, women of God, this morning is he needs you to understand that no matter what it looks like, he know that you have a difficult task. He know that he called you to a place of difficulties. Number one, the first place that is difficult is people believe that women are not or cannot preach or cannot pastor or cannot be apostles, cannot be bishops, cannot be ordained by God to speak to the people. Now, I'm here to tell you that God, that is not so. But what I'm saying is God already knew when he called us to be the women of God, he knew that it would be difficult. God already knew about your days in the past. He already knew that you used to be a prostitute. He already knew that you used to be an alcoholic. He already knew, come on, he already knew who you was. So what he's letting you know this morning is I chose you. I formed you. I knew you before you was even formed in your mother's womb. What that means, Felicia, what that means right there, that means that he knew that you would have all these issues that you have. He already knew that you was going to mess up. He already knew that you were going to be, that you was going to think that you did the epic fail. He already knew that you was going to sleep with that person. He already knew that you was going to have that baby out of wedlock. God said, I already knew who you was. I already knew your issues. I already knew your secrets. He says, but before I even formed you in your mother's womb, my God, he say, understand this one thing. You are ordained. You are already ordained. But before I even ordained you, I sanctified you. Oh, my God. He said, that's why it has been so hard for you, because I set you apart. And you have been trying to be a part of something that I set you apart from. You are trying to be a part of, of a fellowship. You are trying to be a part of the friendship. You're trying to be a part of the clique. You're trying to be a part of the
the organization that says there's holy. But God said, I'm trying to get you to understand that you are not like those people. You are not like them because I sanctified you. Mean that you are sacred in the, oh my God. He said, I purified you. See, you got to understand purification hurts. Oh, he said, he told us on Sunday when I was ministering to the Miracle Zone, he told us, he said, I need you to be on the potter's wheel in this season. And when you're on the potter's wheel, people of God, it hurts. He said, that's what you've been feeling. You've been feeling the fact that you are sacred. You're trying to fit into a place that I never put you in. You are trying to fit in a place that I had already, before you was even formed in your mother's womb, before you was even formed, before you was even born, or thought about. He said, I had already sanctified you and set you apart from those people. Oh my God. You wonder why people don't like you, or you wonder why all of a sudden they're your friends in the beginning, but when they get to know the realness of you, they want to walk away. They want to talk about you. Why? Because they don't understand. Because they're not, because they don't understand the sanctification on their level. They don't understand that it is pure holiness in you. They don't understand that all you want to do is do the will of God, because he called you. God said, I ordained you, meaning that I already put my seal on you, the seal of approval. God said, let me tell you something, women of God. You've been trying to get your seal of approval from apostles, from bishops, from all these people that's running around here talking about, you got to get it from me. The devil is a lie. God said, I've already stamped you. I already gave you my approval before you was even formed in your mother's womb. God said, I called you the prophet. I call you the evangelist. I call you the pastor. I call you the apostle. See, people running around here telling you that you're not who you are because you don't look the part, or because they intimidated by what God has on the inside of you. But I hear the Lord saying, just know that I am your God and I created you. He said, I already knew that it was going to be difficult for you. So that's why I had to take you. I had to allow you to go through some stuff. Yeah, see, I'd be sitting back saying, God, why didn't you just tell me? Why you just didn't show me before? He said, if I would have told you and showed you before, he said, then you would not have understood the importance of it. Oh, come on. See, you know, when we were younger, our parents used to tell us all the time, yeah, the reason that you don't take care of that thing is because you didn't pay for it. But, oh, my God. He said, but let me tell you, that's the same thing with us right here. See, if we don't pay for it, or we don't go through anything, then we won't understand what the trueness, the realness of. We won't understand the power of the anointing, because we'll get to a place like, oh God, I hear you, Father. We'll get to a place thinking that it's about us. We'll get to a place of arrogancy, thinking, oh, if I'm not there, it ain't gonna shift, or it ain't gonna happen, or if I'm not a part of it, it'll fall apart. The devil is a lie. Come on, I'm here to tell you, people of God, this morning, that the Lord said, all those people that said those things and has said those things about you, he said, let them know that you was ordained before they met you. You were ordained before you was even formed in your mother's womb. You were already sanctified. You was already called a prophet to the nations. You was already called into, oh God, you was already a part of the remnant before they met you. So you don't need their seal of approval. All you need is the seal that God had already placed on you. God said, boy, y'all just don't understand. I got excited right there. But I hear God said, y'all need to understand this. That people are running around here and they're trying to pull you back because they're intimidated by what God has called you to do or to be. I don't know who this is for. But he said, let you know this morning that all he needs you to do is to continue to do it. What did he tell Jeremiah? He said he put his hand on Jeremiah's mouth. The Bible tells us that Jeremiah told God, he said, I'm young. And see, what you got to understand is Jeremiah was right there trying to make excuses for why he shouldn't have to do what he was doing. God said, that's what you do every day. You try to make excuses. Yeah, God, I messed up. God, I was doing this, and they know what I did, and they know, and God, I'm not worthy, and things of that nature. That's what Jeremiah was telling God. God, I'm not worthy. I'm young. God said, I don't care about your age. I don't care about what you've done. I don't care about what you've been through. You got to understand, I knew you. I knew you, so I already knew that you were going to do it like that. I already knew you was going to marry the wrong person and have to get a divorce. I already knew that you was going to be the person that you was. He said, but let me tell you this one thing. He said, because I already knew you, I had to allow you to go through it so that you can come through this thing. God said, oh, my God, come through this thing. And when you come through this thing, people of God, you can begin to minister and tell people how God brought you out. He says, oh, my God, the testimony that is on the inside of you, women of God. He said that when the testimony come out, he said, people are going to be set afire. He said, the fire of the Holy Spirit will rise up on the inside of them so great because of your testimony. He said, that's why I had to allow you to go through it. Yeah, I already knew you. Yeah, I formed you. Yes, I ordained you. Yes, I sanctified you. But I had to allow you to go through that thing because when you come out, your still testimony will be all that the people need to shift and get to the kingdom. God said, oh, my God. God said, I have my hands up on you. I don't know who this. He said, yeah, it's been a struggle. Yeah, people have talked about you. Yeah, people have said that you was this, that, and the other. They have even, they've lied to you. They've lied on you. They turned your words around. They tried to make you look bad. They tried to totally destroy you. But I hear the Lord saying, he said, don't worry about it. Come on, Joshua, be strong and of good courage. He said, don't worry about it. He said, because watch this, I am your God and my hand is up on you. Remember in the book of Genesis, the Bible says that God's hand, they saw the hand of God on Joseph. He said the same way that they saw the hand of God on Joseph, it's the same way they see the hand of God upon you. God said, I'm about to raise you up, people of God. Women of God, I'm about to raise you up. I'm about to raise you up. I'm about to raise you up. And you're about to be seen all over. You're about to be heard. I hear the Lord saying, your ministry is about to be worldwide. Your ministry is about to hit the airwaves. I hear the Lord saying, God, my so-called Rabbi Ishmael, the healing and deliverance ministry that you have. He said, God said, I am about to do this thing. Everybody is going to know your name. He said, because I called you. But God said, I had to allow you to go through that thing. Oh, God, I hear you. Because I had to strip the arrogance off of you that would have come up when they start calling your name. I had to remove the things of you. He said, I had to take off, oh, God, everything that you thought that you were, everything that you thought that you can do. I had to remove it so that you will know that I am God. And if you allow me to speak through you and to you, then you will begin to see the manifestation. Then you will begin to see the favor that's upon your life. See, people walking around here talking about, I'm imparting the same favor that I have, the favor that I have. God said, all you need is the favor, the divine favor that I am imparting into you. See, people feel like once they touch you and they began to impart into you, or they began to speak into your life, or they began to pray for you, then you owe them something. The devil is a lie. I hear the Lord saying, you owe them nothing but to love them. All you owe them is to love them. God said, that is a form of witchcraft. So if people tell you that you owe them or that you're obligated because of what they prayed, come on, you better run. I don't know where they come from, but you better run. So, again, the Bible tells us in the book of Jeremiah that God said, I knew you. I knew you before you was even formed in your mother's womb. I knew you, says God. So what God is telling us this morning is, Stop trying to get everybody else's approval and just know that he's God. He understands that the task is difficult. He understands that you don't have all the resources that you need to do what he's called you to do. But he's saying, women of God, if you allow me to elevate you, if you allow me to put you back on the potter's wheel, if you allow me to do this thing in your life, then and only then will you see the power, and you'll begin to see how I have formed you and created you. And then you will see who you really are in the eyes of God. Amen. And the word of the Lord is blessed and holy. I am done. I am done.
Amen. Amen. What got me and had me screaming over here is God already knew. He already knew. I just said this the other day. You came back and just confirmed what I said.
Wow.
Thank you so much for coming on here and giving that powerful word, like always. If you guys never heard Pastor Nash, I'm telling you, go back to World Gospel Connection Blog Talk and phenomenal word. Father God, I should give back to your daughter that she gave out to your people. Cover her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Give her strength, Lord, when she needs it right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to cover her family, her husband, her mother, her daughter, her son, her grandchildren, Lord. Continue to cover in the season of open doors for them. Favor upon her life right now, God, for being obedient and doing just what you told her to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Woman God, let the people know how they can contact you if they want you to come out and give a word. Or even if they, matter of fact, after you give that, give me your Cash App so you can be blessed today as well.
My God. Well, I am the senior pastor of the Miracle Zone. God changed the name up a little bit. It's the Miracle Zone Apostolic and Prophetic Ministries. I love the people of God. Amen. If you need to contact me, I am on Facebook, Felicia Nash Harrison. If you need to contact me, my email is, PastorNash357@gmail.com. Any one-on-one, I love the people of God. I love to minister as much as I can to the people. I'm just down to earth just like I am right here. I don't got time to fake it. I don't have time for all that. So if you just need to talk down to earth, that's me. My Cash App is $. You can do $ like never before, 357. That is my Cash App. So if you want to sow, that's fine. If you just need prayer, you can contact me or whatever. I am here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. If you have any other upcoming events, also share that. And again, if anybody want to get in contact with Pastor Harrison, you can definitely text me at 832-519-7646 if you didn't get her information. Or you can go back and press the replay. I'm telling you, it's time to get connected to divine people, true people of God. We wasted so much all on the fake people. Now it's time to get connected to the real people. Thank you again so much for coming on here, sis, and giving that word.
You're welcome.
You already know, 10 toes down. They just don't know. This over 20 years of friendship for those that don't know.
Right.
Say that again.
Right.
Over 20 years of friendship. Yeah, I just want to make sure they knew that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Amen.
Right.
We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Makes me wanna change. I don't wanna your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Yeah,
I don't want to abuse your grace.
Go into the word of the Lord and share with you from 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 17 through verse 19. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 17 through verse 19. And the word of the Lord reads as thus. And it says, for the time is come that judgment shall begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. I want you to repeat this after me. Righteousness and holiness is still required. Righteousness and holiness is still required. In this particular chapter of 1 Peter chapter 4, in a brief synopsis, it deals with the grace of God in the Christian's suffering. What is suffering? Suffering is the unavoidable and inevitable trials and tribulations that one must face in this Christian walk. We most commonly call it trouble. Many of us are facing trouble all around us. Trouble that we've never seen before. But the Bible said in Job 14, 1, that a man that is born of a woman, he is of a few days and full of trouble. My consistent prayers are about the things that we're going through. But the text tells us here in verse 12 of 1 Peter chapter 4. The Bible said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If it be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. So what you are going through, God has allowed it in your life. We can't take away the fact that you're dealing with the vicissitudes of life. But God has left in his word, in Psalm 46 and 1, the Bible said that God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. But something has happened of us in the church. What do you mean, woman of God? It seems that a spirit has come to deceive us in this hour, that because we are going through trouble and because we are dealing with our trials and tribulations, it causes us to think just because you're going through trouble that we can just come to church, clap our hands, shout and dance, sing in the choir, preach the gospel, that we can live any kind of way. But we must understand in this house that the devil is trying to deceive his people, the God's people. He's trying to make us say that God understands our heart. But I read the Bible when the Bible told us, God said in his word that we must understand when we know what's right to do and we don't do what's right. The Bible said is a sin. James 4:17 says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. We've got to be careful in this hour because we're going through things we don't understand. We're going through trials and tribulations and we're praying and asking God to bring us out. But when we don't know how he's going to do it, we don't know when God is going to do it. But in the meantime, the Bible tells us we got to be holy. We got to live right. And I heard God in Genesis chapter 18. I heard the Lord having a conversation with a man by the name of Abraham. The Bible said that God said to Abraham, I need to tell you something. He said, I'm getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, Abraham, he said, I'm coming to you because you will teach your children how to live right. You will stand for what is right. But Abraham, I'm getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham asked God, if there is 50 righteous, will you save the city? And God said, if there is 50, I will not destroy it. Then Abraham, he began to ask the question, if it lacks 5, will you save 45? And God said, yes, I'll save Sodom and Gomorrah if there's 45. Abraham said, but God, if there's only 30 righteous in the land, will you save the land? And God said, if there's 30, I'll save Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham said, but if there's 20 righteous, will you save the land? And God said, yes. Abraham said, what about 10? If there is 10 saved and righteous in the land, will you save the 10? And God said, yes. But the Bible said that God sent the angels to go into Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy the city. It went down to 10 righteous. Woman of God, what are you telling us tonight? I know you're waiting on God to bring you out. You're waiting on God to turn it around. But God is calling for righteousness. God is calling for holiness. If the Lord started having a conversation with Bishop Charles Harrison Mason and asked him, should I save the Church of God in Christ? Should I keep them on the face of the earth? I can hear Bishop Mason say, they are 6 million strong, but I believe that 6,000, if you would save the Church of God in Christ, because 600,000 are righteous. I hear God said, yes, I'll save the church. If that are righteous, will you save our church? And I hear Bishop Mason say, I started this church on holiness. I started this church on righteousness. And I don't care what they are doing, but I recognize we gotta go back to what we know. We gotta go back to his holiness. Oh hell, we gotta go back. That I gotta live right, not just on Sundays, not just at the convocation, but I gotta be holy on Monday, holy on Tuesday, holy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I gotta go back. And I heard the Bible tell us that we've gotta go to a place where righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness and holiness is still required. We gotta live holy. Yeah.
My God, my God, what another phenomenal word of God. Holiness is still required, even in spite of what you see. Holiness is still required. Thank you guys for tuning in to World Gospel Connection. Remember, this is a no judgment zone. We are not here to judge you. We're here to inspire, uplift, and push you where you need it. You're not in this fight by yourself. Continue to stand on the word of God. Continue to trust God. Because without God, we are nothing. He is the Alpha and Omega. He can get you out of it, and he's right there with you. He has never left you, people of God. God has always been right there with you. You might seem alone, but you're not alone. God is waiting on you to surrender to him, to give him a yes. No, it's not going to be easy once you finally say yes. Absolutely not. But it will change your life. One day at a time. I'm telling you, if you're not reading your Bible, read it. If you don't do nothing but one or two scriptures a day, try it and trust God. Remember, the overcoming scripture is Romans 10 and 9. It says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You can lift your hands up right now and say, God, I surrender. Here I am. I'm nothing without you. I need you, Lord. I need you to change my life. Touch me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Completely surrender to him, and he will take care of the rest. Again, nowhere through Genesis through Revelation it said it's going to be easy. But it did say having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. And remember, where there are two or three, he is in the midst. You're not in this by yourself. Welcome for surrendering your life to Christ. Congratulations. I'm so very proud of you. Hold your head up. Wipe your face off. Put your full armor of God, but make sure you put on that helmet of salvation to guard your mind, because the enemy will attack your mind since you surrender your life to Christ. I'm going to give you three keys. One, get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Get you a Bible to study for yourself, so you can know the word for yourself. Two, go to church. Find your church home. Whether you go online, you go in person, I'm telling you, find your church home. You're welcome to join Apostle and I on Sundays at 11 a.m. at 1910 North Sam Houston Parkway East at the State Bridge Hotel in Houston, Texas. You're welcome to come and sit in fellowship with us. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very, very, very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. You need to be fed by the right person. If they're not walking what they're talking, I'm telling you, don't sit up on them, because you're not going to get anywhere if you do. Hold on. It will get better. God doesn't care about what you did last night or this morning. He forgives you. Now it's time for you to forgive yourself. Because once now you surrender your life to Christ, now you have people that's depending on you. Like Pastor Nan says this morning, your testimony can save someone. So what, you went through that? So what, you used to do that? So what? Hold your head up. You're an overcomer. You can get through this. Remember, a just man falls 7 times. It's not about the many times he fell. It's about him getting right back up. Get up. Women of God, we have multiple jobs, especially being a mother, multiple jobs. The doctor, the lawyer, the referee, the cook, the cleaner, the transportator, transportation. We have multiple jobs. But God gave us a strong heart when we finally fall into believing to his word. God will give you strength when you feel weary. Ask him to put his loving arms around you. I'm telling you, it will get better. If you need encouragement, if you need to talk, you can reach me at 832-519-7646. If you want to speak to the proud woman of God that's been on here, text me and let me know. I will connect you. It's time for you to walk to your destiny in this season. You've been sitting down long enough. Stand up, woman of God. Stand up and take your rightful place. God got you. Trust me, he do. He never left you. He's always been right there with you. If you want to sow the World Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020 or PayPal me at Worldwide GC. You're not in this fight by yourself, people of God. Hold your head up, keep pushing. And know God got you. You can do this. I know you can. And remember, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. We are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Stop looking through your regular eyes, people of God. Look through your spiritual eyes. You will see so much better. Ask God to show you a person's heart before you get attached to him. Because we all have wasted our all on unnecessary and unworthy people. But now it's time to take back what the devil has taken from you. And now it's time to stand up and take your position. God loves you and so do we. Remember, tune in Monday for Man Up Monday with Apostle. And again, remember, we are here if you need us. Also, I have the blessed all if you need it. Text me, 832-519-7646. If you're in the Houston area, I will bring it to you. If you're not, I will definitely mail it to you. Stand on the word of God, people. Push through. Get in position. It's birthing time. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that we are here if you need us. Don't give up. God is right there with you. Hold on. You will win. Until we talk again, be blessed.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
and you win. I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them everything attached to you wins? Come on, let's just tell them everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's gonna do tonight. Cause you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, everything attached to me is what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated.